Parshas Tazria Metzaira, there's such a focus on Tzaras. And the Medrash Rabbah, in Vayikra Rabbah Yud Zayin Dal, it tells us that when Tzaras would come a person, that the Negoyim, the Tzaras, would first come on a person's house, and if you didn't do the proper tshuva, then it would come on a person's clothing, and then it would go on the person himself. That's what the Medrash says in Vayikra Rabbah Yud Zayin Dalet. But if you open up our parashios and you read through our parashios, the order in the Torah itself is pumfakeret. It's just the opposite. The order in the Torah first tells us about tzaras on a person, and then tzaras on the clothing, and then tzaras in the house. If the Medrash is telling us that's not the order that would happen, so why does the Torah give it to us in that order? The Torah should have the same order as the Medrash. The Torah should tell us first tzaras of a house, and then tzaras of clothing, and then tzaras of a person. So if you look in the Ramban and Zvikcedra, and others all talk about this, talk about how tzaras is something lamala min ateva. Tzaras is kodesh kedoshim. Tzaras is something very holy, and that's why we're not zoichet to today. Because we're not on such a level, you read this adoros. Because what really is tzaras? Even though lo aleinu, a person shouldn't need it, and it's definitely an onesh, but it's a beautiful onesh shel av. Meaning what? It's the Ribbono shel Olam reminding this person to do tshuva, telling this person that you have to fix yourself, you have to work on yourself, don't fall deeper than you've fallen. And I'm going to give you a symptom to feel it and to understand it. You know, lo aleinu, a person has a machla, a person's sick. And a person has a serious machla. Even if it's serious a machla in the pneumius of the person, in the interior of the person, so there are generally, there are going to be symptoms. There are going to be parts of the body that hurt. And there's going to be pain, and there's going to be suffering. Imagine if you didn't have that pain and suffering, but there was a machla going inside. If there's no pain and suffering, you don't even know what's going on. And one day, lo aleinu, it's going to just be misa. The pain and the suffering, all the symptoms, is actually ultimately, on some level, a bracha. Because that triggers and tells you have to go to the doctor, and you have to get help, and you have to go to the hospital, and you have to get medication, and you have to get a procedure done, or a chvestich, whatever it might be. Without that pain, you wouldn't know it. It would destroy your whole interior of your body, and zel. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Baruch Nias, when a person, lo aleinu, is not being the person they're supposed to be, and they're falling, and whatever it might be, so Ribbono shel Olam, when he really, out of love, out of ava, when the Shechina is Shruya b'neihem, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings Nega Tzaras as what is a reminder. I want you to be attacking yourself. I want you to fix yourself. I don't want you to fall so low until you can't fix it anymore. So it's the biggest brach in the world. So the Heilig Nesiv HaShalom, the Heilig Slana Rebbe tells us that in Nechanam it's true, the order of Tzaras was first in the house when you didn't do so bad yet, and then if you didn't do tshuva on the clothing, and then on the person. But when the Torah gives us Tzaras, the reason why it speaks about the person first, because ultimately the Torah wants to tell us the tremendous connection that Hashem has with us and how much He loves us and His kesher shel kayama with us. And the biggest kesher shel kayama that the Ribbono shel Olam has with us is seen when the tzaras is even on the person. Meaning what? Because if it's on the person already, the way I understand it is, on the person already means that person has already fallen so low. That person has been a ma'ir b'malchus, is doing wrong, is doing chatoim, is speaking lashon hara, and all the other chatoim that the Chazal teach us. It's fallen so low. So you think fallen so low, the Ribbono shel Olam says, "Yayas, give up." But even on that person, I'm going to bring tzaras. Even on that person, I don't give up. And I want to remind you, get close to me. That shows the unbelievable highest love of Ava that Hashem has for us. So the Torah wants to tell us about that Ava first. That connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu first. That's the connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. That's why as well, Nega Tzaras was love on, was white. If it was really something for Hashem to tell us He hates us and He's upset and He doesn't want a relationship with us and He wants to be megarish us, so you think it should be black. But it's white. Because He's telling us this is only leading to tahara, this is only leading to purity, it's leading to a deeper connection that the Ribbono shel Olam should have with us, and we should see that and understand that. B'zman hazeh we don't have tzaras. But each and every one of us should know that the Ribbono shel Olam loves us. And the Ribbono shel Olam is by our side. And sometimes each and every one of us has nisyonos, we have trials and tribulations and difficulties. And we deal with difficulties in life, some of them real, some of them we think are real. And lo aleinu, people go through very difficult times. We have to open up our eyes and realize, even if we don't see it exactly, it's Ava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's Kapara, whether it's a wake-up call of Zairus, whatever, we don't fully comprehend. I'm not saying we have all the answers, but we always have to know it's out of love, it's out of a deep connection, Kol Mad HaRechem and Tav of it. We should be Zoyche to always feel that to the Rabbeinu Shalom and feel the Rabbeinu Shalom towards us and build that Kesher Shekayama that we already have, that we have to feel and understand with the Rabbeinu Shalom always. We enter into Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is our Zug with the Rabbeinu Shalom. We Zoyche to that Kesher, feel that Kesher always in connection to Hashem. Everyone should have a Heilig, beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos, 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 Shabbos,